Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim, Lil, and Kolu have arrived safely in Nahia to begin to unravel the strange mystery of Peter Stone. They are guests in the home of Anthony Lowry. They are confident they have slipped into Nahia without causing any suspicion. But they underestimated the cunning of their adversary, the bogus Peter Stone. When Lowry's yacht glided gracefully into the harbor, a small fishing boat with an innocent-looking native was drifting along by the yacht, waving to the passengers. In reality, the innocent-looking native was a henchman of the bogus Peter Stone sent to spy on their arrival. And he reports to his boss, who immediately begins to check up on them. Jim has already outlined a preliminary plan of action to Tony Lowry, and Jim loses no time in putting the plan into effect. Jim, Lil, Kolu, and Tony are holding a conference in the library.
Now, repeat what I said on board my yacht, Jim. I think this is a rather risky undertaking, and I'd feel a whole lot better if you'd change your mind.
Sorry, Tony, I can't do that. I'm going through with this thing, and what's more, tonight's the night. I haven't been on this island long enough for anyone to get a real good look at me yet, and that's why I'm sure I can get away with it.
You're walking right into a hornet's nest, Jim. That crowd that Stone has surrounded himself with is a bad lot. Mr. Rill, haven't you any influence?
None whatever, Tony. What's more, I think this plan of Jim's is a good one. In order to unmask the phony Peter Stone, we've got to find out something about him. If we ever expect to convince anyone that this Peter Stone is phony, we've got to find out where the real one is, and if possible, produce him to prove our argument.
And the only way to do that is to go right where we're most likely to find the best clues. And that's right in amongst this bogus Peter Stone's henchmen.
Well, I suppose there's nothing else I can say to change your mind?
Not a word, Tony. And in order not to delay us any longer, would you produce the costumes and things we've asked for?
They're all here in this box. I brought them because I was afraid I was going to lose this argument. Here you are.
Thanks, Tony. Kolu, you take charge of our makeup kit, will you?
Just one. Now, here's the list of the most likely places that we think you'll be able to find the information you're looking for.
Oh, that's great, Tony. Now we can get busy. Excuse us for a while, and we'll get fixed up and let you see how we look.
Sir.
Well, now, fess up, Tony. Don't you think I'd pass for one of these half-breed islanders?
The disguise is perfect. It couldn't be better. That is, as far as outward appearances are concerned, but how about the rest of it? You're not going to pose as a deaf and dumb native, are you, Jim?
That's the only hitch, Tony, but I think we can get around that.
Huh?
I can savvy their lingo, but I can't speak it very well. So Kolu is going to be the talkative member of the team.
I see.
He knows these island dialects like a native. Between us, I think we'll get by all right.
How long do you figure we'll be gone, Jim?
Well, naturally, we'll try to get the necessary information tonight. But if we can't, we figure on moving right in and sticking around for a while. So don't worry if we don't show up by morning.
But isn't there some way you can get word to us as to whether you're all right?
Well, that depends on just how kindly these natives take to us. If they're very suspicious and keep a close watch on us, we might not have a chance to communicate with you.
Mm.
We can't take any chances on showing our hand and tipping off those natives.
Well, I don't mind telling you I'm going to be pretty darn anxious during your absence.
No, you needn't be, Tony. Just lean on me.
What?
Remember, I've been through all this before. I always wait for what I consider a reasonable length of time. And then if there's no word, I go into action.
You, Mr. Rill?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Oh, in any number of ways. I've passed myself off as a native many a time. But don't worry about that until the time comes, Tony.
Well, we're wasting time and it's getting late. Let's get going, Kolu.
Yes, Tuan. Kolu already.
Okay, Tony. We're going to slip out this French window and take cover among the garden and head toward the beach. There's less danger of our being seen by anyone. Well, so long, Tony.
So long. And good luck, Jim. Play safe and don't take too many chances.
I won't. Well, take care of things, Lil. You know what to do in case we don't show up or send you some word in the next few days.
Okay, Jim. And lots of good luck. So long, Colo.
Bye, Missy Lil.
Okay, Colo. Let's go. Well, we got away unnoticed, Colo. I'm glad there wasn't any servants or guards prowling around the garden. We're safe now out here on the beach.
Maybe, Tuan. But Colo not think so.
Why, what's the matter?
I think we be followed by someone.
What, Tuan? Okay. Just keep walking, Colo. And tell me where you think they are.
I think there be someone up above in bushes there.
Get a step or two ahead of me. And glance back occasionally and see if you can catch sight of whoever it is.
Colo be right, Tuan. I see someone run through bushes up there. They hide now.
Okay, Colo. Just keep going. We don't want him to know we discovered him following us. Keep walking as if nothing has happened.
What we do, Tuan?
Now listen, Colo. When I give the signal, I want you to run up ahead into the bushes. While I turn around and circle back behind whoever is hiding up there and following him. But remember, Colo, we have to be quick. We've got to take him by surprise. Now, take a look over your shoulder and see if we're still being followed.
Yes, Tuan. See someone run fast, then drop down and hide in bush, just there, ahead of us.
Okay, Colo. Then get ready. All set? Now go.
Colo, I got him. Now then, come on, you. Get up out of there. We've got you cornered.
Oh, Jim.
What?
It's only me, Kitty.
Lovely girl. Say, what in heck do you mean trailing me?
Oh, please let me go with you, Jim. Let me follow you. I'll pretend not to know you. Please let me go with you. It would be ever so exciting.
No, absolutely no. Now you get back to the house in a hurry. Get going before I lose my temper. Hurry now. Get out of here.
I won't. I want to follow you. I want some excitement.
If you don't beat it back to the house pronto, you're liable to find some excitement without following me a step further. Now then, are you going?
No, and you can't make me. I can do as I please, and I'm going to follow you in that final.
Oh, noted. It. Now, I've been a gentleman up to now. I've given you a choice of going back of your own free will. You're stubborn. Okay. Now, I hate to use force, but then you leave me no other alternative. Here we go.
Oh!
Come on.
Put me down, I say.
Put me down safely inside the house. Okay, Colo. You wait here. I'll be right back.
Yes, Tuan.
You can't do this to me. Put me down at once or I'll scream my head off.
Go ahead and scream your head off. Bring Tony Lowry and his guest out to see you making an exhibition of yourself, and I'll tell them why.
You let me down, Jim Bradley.
Not now, but later. You're on your way home. Here we are, Mrs. Kitty St. John. To make sure you stay in, I'm going to lock the door on the outside. Now, down you go.
Oh, you devil. You spanked me. I'll teach you to treat me like a child. I'll show you.
Good night and sleep tight.
Oh, come back, you. Come back, you.
Okay, Colo, let's go again. I've locked her in. She won't bother us anymore tonight.
She'd be crazy, woman, Tuan.
You said it, Colo. She's bad news to us. Let's hurry. We've lost enough time.
Well, Big Tom, I'm glad we took this little walk along the beach. We've seen some very, very interesting sights. Very amusing, too. That big fellow picking up the girl and rushing her back to the house just because she wanted to follow him.
Sure, boss. Very funny. That is not girl he have on boat. She is yellow-haired girl. live in Lowry's house.
Oh. So that was the big fella you saw on the boat, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, too. Now he suddenly goes native on us, huh? Well, he didn't want the little girl following him, huh? All right. We'll give him a change. Go ahead, Big Tom. You follow him. I'm interested in seeing what his little game is.
Sure, boy. I follow.
No. Hold on. Take your time. Let him get a little ahead of you, see? And remember, whatever you do, don't let him see you.
No, boy. I'd be careful. Must be they go to native quarter, boss. Where you go?
Me? I'm going to hang around here for a while, Big Tom, to see if that nice little blonde puts in another appearance. I'd like very much to meet her.
Sure, boss. That's very smart. You pretty clever fellow.
I've got to be to get what I'm playing for. Now get going. They're far enough away now. Remember, follow them wherever they go. Don't let them out of your sight.
Sure, boss. I go. See you later.
The more I think of that idea, the better I like it. She's probably madder than a hornet at the treatment she gets from that officious bruiser. A little kind of tension, she might be willing to talk. Yeah. That's all settled. I've got to find a way to meet that little lady.
Unsuspectingly, Jungle Jim and Kolo walk into the native quarter, and from a respectful distance, Big Tom watches their every move. In the meanwhile, the bogus Peter Stone keeps his vigil on the beach, waiting to see if Kitty St. John shows up, little knowing that Jim has locked her in her room. Will the bogus Peter Stone succeed in meeting Kitty and winning her over as his ally? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.